Troy. Last year, Rock Creek won at Silver Lake 51-38, lost to Silver Lake on their home floor 52-46. Rock Creek went 18-5 a year ago, 8-2 in the Mid-East League, tied for the league title at Rossville. They lost in the first round of the 4A state tournament. Dustin Smith, head coach in his third year. He's a Jackson Heights alum, for all of you up in Northeast Kansas listening. 13th year overall as a head coach. Rock Creek team, very talented. They only lost to St. Mary's, but Coley Burgess, he sprained his ankle against St. Mary's. He missed the last game against Troy. He's averaging 15 a game, one of their top players back from a year ago. And then Riker Zeller, we've been told, is out sick today, one of their starters, so he is not expected to play tonight. So they might be a little bit short-handed. Silver Lake, meanwhile, coming off a nice performance at the Burley Invitational. They beat LeBec County in the first round of the tournament by a final score of 88-65. Then they won an absolute thriller. They're down 22-7 first quarter, came back and won in triple overtime in the semis over the hometown host school, Burlington, 97-88. Dane Johnson, Jared Johnson, each with 28 in that game. Brody Deiter chipped in with 21. And then Saturday, didn't have much gas left in the tank. Quick turnaround on Saturday afternoon. Lost to Ottawa, 67-38, down 21-4 at the end of the first. Dane Johnson led the way with 19. Dane leading the score at 25 a game for Silver Lake. Shannon Krueger, head coach in his second year. Silver Lake alum, Washburn Hall of Fame basketball player. Last year, Silver Lake went 14-8, 6-4 in the league. And this should be a fun matchup. Both teams like to get up and down. We're looking forward to it here tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll give you the starting lineups. It's Rock Creek versus Silver Lake. Boys varsity action coming up on 96.9 The Pulse.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarp, and Thunderstone, Minimizer fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
From the 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jeremy Goodwin with your weather forecast right here at 96.9 The Pulse. Tonight, mostly clear, 28 degrees. We'll have some refreezing going on after the melting that happened today. Wednesday, mostly sunny and 50. We'll see a chance of widespread rain Thursday with a high of 47. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Jeremy Goodwin from 13 News.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer MJ, Wade Gerstner with you from Rock Hill High School. Silver Lake girls winning at the buzzer on a three-pointer at Kayla Haney, 50-49 in the final. Time for the boys' game, Rock Creek and Silver Lake. Let's introduce you to starting lineups. First for Rock Creek, Eli Bell, 6'4 senior forward, averaging 10 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Peter Martini is a 6'2 junior guard, averaging 9 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, shooting 53% from the floor. Gavin Rose is a 6'3 junior guard, shooting 44% from 3, averaging 9.3 rebounds. Porter Gill is a 6'1 sophomore guard, averaging 6.1 rebound. And Donovan DeVita is a 6'2 senior guard, averaging 1.1 rebound. And for the ill Riker Zeller, who's out due to sickness here tonight. Rock Creek head coach Justin Smith, assisted by Dawson Zinger, is an outstanding athlete here at Rock Creek, and Logan Sturdy. Silver Lake head coach Shannon Krueger, assisted by Brock Lareau and Lauren Ziegler. Starting lineup, Dane Johnson, 6'3 junior guard, averaging 25 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists. Brody Deiter, 6'1 senior guard, averaging 14 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. J.P. Whitehead, a 5'10 junior guard, averaging 1.1 rebound. Eamon Kaufman, a 6'3 senior forward, averaging 9.5 rebounds. And Jared Johnson, 6'2 senior guard, averaging 15.3 rebounds. We're going to pause for our national anthem. Back in 2 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations,
well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we gave you the starting lineups for both of these teams. Rock Creek 8-1, Silver Lake 7-2. Silver Lake averaging 70 points a game, Rock Creek 66. So we expect an up-and-down game. Silver Lake giving up 62 points a game. Rock Creek much better defensively, 44 per contest. Rock Creek shooting 33% from three. They made 65 threes, 64% from the line. And this Rock Creek team will see how effective Burgess can be here tonight if he gives it a go, as he had the ankle injury we were talking about in the semifinals up at the Thunder Classic in Seneca on Thursday. Did not play in the third place game, which was a win over Troy. Rock Creek starts two seniors, two juniors, and a sophomore. 15 kids on the varsity roster, four seniors, seven juniors, four sophomores. They had nine state appearances, got third back in the 2021 campaign, 18-5 a year ago, co-Mid-East League champs with Rossville. Again, Rossville girls win tonight 49-40 in the JCN tournament. Of course, Mid-East League disbanded after last year, so Silver Lake, along with St. Mary's and Riley County, Rossville moving to the Big 7 League to merge with the Big 7 to form the Big East League. Rock Creek chose to join the North Central Kansas League, the NCKL, with the likes of Concordia, Marysville, Abilene, Clay Center, Chapman, and Wamego. Silver Lake starts three seniors, two juniors. They have eight seniors on the varsity roster, four juniors, a couple of sophomores. They have 34 kids out for basketball this year, eight state appearances. Their last coming in 2017. They were the state champs in 3A back in 1981, fourth in 1970 and 2013, third back in 1982. And Shannon Kruger would like to take the Eagles back to a state tournament for the first time since 17. And his team off to a 7-2 start, and there's no doubt that they can score. Question is, if they face a team that has a lot of physicality inside, that gave them problems against Rossville earlier in the year, and it gives them gave them some problems against Ottawa. So a technical foul is going to start this game. I don't know if they had something wrong in the book or if a player for Rock Creek dunked the ball during warm-ups and the refs were present. Not sure exactly why, but Jared Johnson to the line to shoot a free throw. He'll shoot two, actually. So Silver Lake maybe spotted 2 points to start the game. Head coach Justin Smith pleading his case with the official already. Jared Johnson's both free throws. So it's 2-0 Silver Lake, and we haven't even tipped the game off. In fact, we won't even have a tip-off because of the technicals. So Silver Lake hits two free throws, and they inbound it for the far side. That's not very often you see that. There's no opening tip-off. Then we saw a buzzer beater at the end of the girls' game, and now no tip-off in the boys' game. Putting up the shot is Dane Johnson. He misses from the foul line. Rebounded by Rock Creek. Quickly down the floor. Eli Bell goes up. Missed it. Ball tipped out loose, and it comes into the arms of Brody Deiter. Pass ahead to Jerry Johnson. Johnson at 25 against LeBec County, 28 against Burlington. He missed a few games due to an ankle sprain early in the year. J.P. Whitehead just kind of knows his role, does little things for this team. Now gives it up to Deiter. With it is Eamon Kaufman. Kaufman looks inside, nothing doing. Rock Creek man-to-man defense. Both teams open up in man-to-man. Here is Brody Deiter. Goes baseline, forces it up, no, and challenge might have been partially blocked and rebounded here by Rosa. Rosa then pushes off, no call. Hitting the deck is Kaufman. Now Bell. And right off the bat, they're letting them play. Shot clock, the 35-second shot clock here at Rock Creek. Some schools use the shot clock. Some have chosen not to. It's optional, according to Keisha this year. Inside, pass, a shot, is blocked from behind by Deiter. Going up for it was Martini. But Burgess not starting the game. We'll see if he plays or not. He's their leading scorer, 15 a game, dealing with an ankle injury. Deiter looking inside. Nothing there. Plays it out. Left of the wing. Extended. This is Whitehead with the purple shoes. Gives it to Jared Johnson. Out front, this is Dane Johnson. Flips it over to Kaufman, and he traveled before the three-point attempt, which was off the mark anyway. The early turnover for Silver Lake. Silver Lake will play man-to-man. They'll play some full-court man-to-man. Right now trying to press and trap if they can. With it is Rosa back over to Bell across half court. And now thrown away on the wraparound pass. Kaufman, good length up top. Oh, that should be Silver Lake ball. They're saying it's Rock Creek ball. That looked like Rock Creek threw it away. But Rock Creek will have it. Silver Lake fans don't agree. Neither does Coach Kruger. Rock Creek is in a home white with the black numerals and lettering. Silver Lake in the road maroon with the gold numerals lettering. Eagles across the front of their jersey. Rock Creek, rock above the numeral on the front of the jersey. Creek below it for the Mustang players. Here's Rosa. Gives it up. Nice pass and a layup for Bell. Through the help side defender. Beat his man off the dribble. We're tied at 2. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. 7-2 Silver Lake versus 8-1 Rock Creek. They split their two meetings a year ago when they were both in the Mid-East League. Now no longer league foes. Posting up, backing the guy down. Kaufman turns and puts up with the right hand. Kaufman scores it. He has his first two, and it's 4-2 Silver Lake. Once again, the full court pressure by the Eagles. Looking to, it's a 1-2-2 full court trap if they can deploy that trap. And now they back into a man-to-man. On the baseline is Bell, averaging 10 a game. He's the leading scorer with Burgess out with an ankle injury, although we think we might see him later tonight. Oh, nice cut. Bell goes all the way, lays it in. Great pass by Martini. Bell has 4. Terrific job moving without the ball by Bell. Good vision by Martini for the dime. 4-4 tie. Dane Johnson averaging 25 a game. And Deiter goes up, had it blocked, and that's a travel, they say, not a jump ball. Second turnover for Silver Lake. Dane Johnson at 37 at Rossville earlier in December, a career high. Dane and Jared were named all tournament selections at the Burlington Invitational this past week, where Silver Lake got second, lost the final to Ottawa, beat Burlington in triple overtime in the semis, and what was an absolute classic. Here is Martini handling the rock. He's the point guard right now, being hounded and harassed by Deiter man-to-man. Top of the circle, it goes to Bell. Bell hands it off to Martini. Martini steps in, kicks it out, wide open, left corner, 3, book it! Porter Gill knocks down a triple, his 5th of the season. And it's 7-4 Rock Creek. Quickly down the floor, Deiter flips it up. Floater on the baseline is good. Well, when you play Silver Lake, you better get back. Rock Creek did not. Here's the 1-2-2 full court trap. One-handed pass ahead across the timeline to Gill, far sideline. No crossover. Shake and bake. Flips it back in the corner. Diagonal pass too tall and over the head of Rosen, out of bounds by Donovan DeVita. He's getting a start tonight in place of the sick guard Riker Zeller. He's out with illness. 7-6, Rock Creek with the lead. 4:16 to play first quarter. Just one foul called in the game so far, and that was on Rock Creek. Dane Johnson brings it across the timeline to my right. Cut off there. Good defense by DeVita. Dane tries to back him down. Forces it up, and it's short. Rebound Bell. Passes it left sideline to Gill. Gill hit a three earlier, gives it back over to DeVita. Top of the key, three on the way. Bingo! Eli Bell with seven, including a three, his fifth of the season. And it's 10-6 Rock Creek. They ranked third in 4A, and they're ranked for a reason. They made state last year. Lost the first round to Atchison. Excuse me. Jared Johnson fakes a three from the volleyball line. DeAndre Rosano in the game for Silver Lake, number three. He's a 6'2 senior. Sider spins, turns, shoots from the left elbow, bounces off. Good rebound, Dane Johnson on the weak side. Gets out to Jared Johnson. He steps into a three. This one is off to the left. Kaufman the rebound, but a push trying to get it against Burgess, who is playing. He has a wrap there on his left ankle. So Kaufman with the personal. His first team foul on Silver Lake. 10-6 Rock Creek. Man-to-man in the half court. Whitehead out there. He is guarding Burgess. He's going to stay with Burgess. On the baseline it goes. There's a three on the way. Put up and missed from the wing there by Gill. Rebound. Dane Johnson saves it to Deiter. Deiter lobs it ahead for Kaufman, and he's run into by Burgess. And the foul on Coley Burgess, 6'1 senior. Averaged 13 a year ago. Averaging 15 this year. Second team foul on the Mustangs. Here Johnson, after a quick breather, is going to check in, and Brock Luber is a 6'3 sophomore, set to check in for the first time for Rock Creek. Bell hops out of the game, might have hurt himself a little bit. Bell with seven of his team's 10. Whitehead inbounds it, lobs it for Johnson. Johnson picked up there by Martini. Here's Kaufman. He drives, puts it up, and scores off the glass. Nice drive to his left. Kaufman with four. And it's 10-8. Rock Creek by a bucket. Good ball movement. Lubers open. Baseline jumper switches it against Rosano. Lubers, I don't know if that was in the scouting report. Nice shot. 12-8. Instant offense off the bench for Coach Smith and the Rock Creek Mustang boys. Whitehead flips it to Johnson. He goes to work one-on-one. He drives, kicks into the corner. Open Kaufman, three. Book it. He splashes it from the far corner. Kaufman has seven, and Silver Lake within one, 12-11. High scoring first quarter as we expected. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Here is Logan Klingenberg. He shoots a three and rattles in far side. They just left him alone, and Klingenberg, he made him pay, a 6-3 of the year, 15-11 Rock Creek. Man-to-man defense by the Mustangs. Jared Johnson trying to set a cross screen, posting up far side. Dane Johnson catches it, looks for Jared. Nothing there. Out of Rosano. Dider will come in, next dead ball. Rosano plays over to Jared Johnson. Rosano at 18 in a win over Labette County. Stepping in is Johnson, that's Jared, and he leans in and banks it up and in off the drive. Jared Johnson with four. He had two free throws to start the game on a technical call on Rock Creek before the game began. 15-13 Rock Creek. Minute 13 to go, first quarter. At the volleyball line, Martini swings it right side. It goes to Gill. Over to Burgess. Gets it across. Oh my, it looks like a diamond and one right now by Silver Lake. Diamond and one, which in essence, it's like boxing one, except it looks like a diamond and then it's just man-to-man on Burgess. Sliding left is Gill. He misses everything. A rebound underneath Klingenberg. Had a block from behind by Kaufman. Ball loose. Rosano lost it. Now three players on the deck. Two Eagles and one Mustang, and the jump ball arrow belongs to Rock Creek. So Burgess came in, Whitehead base guarding, playing Burgess man-to-man, and then Silver Lake playing diamond with the remaining four players, zone principles. Call it diamond one because it looks like a diamond with those four other players. You have a box of one, and then they're basically it's a 2-3 zone without the guy in the middle. Here is a three from the far corner, missing there by Tonzer, who checked in. And cleaning the glass is Dane Johnson. Clears it out to Deiter. 35 seconds to play, first quarter. 15-13 in favor of Rock Creek. Dane Johnson spins in the lane. Double clutches, and a foul is called. Dane is so aggressive going to the hoop. He has a variety of moves. Averaging 25 a game, averaged 16 a year ago. He's just a junior. All-leaguer a year ago, all-tourney at Burlington. Played as a freshman. One of those kids that you feel like he's been playing for 6 years and has a ton of eligibility. It happens when you play as a freshman. Foul was on Rosa, his first. Third team foul. Johnson, chance to tie the game, and he switches both free throws. 15-15. Grady Bergman in. Dane Johnson gets a breather. He'll sit the final 27 and a half seconds. And Rosa brings it up across the Mustang logo at half court here at Rock Hill. A beautiful facility. Both the gyms, the school, and the baseball field is state of the art. And now Bergman comes out and fouls Rosa on purpose, because that's just the third team foul, and Bergman came in. And that's I like that strategy. It's smart, because you're making Rock Creek burn clock, and if they're not in the act of shooting, they're not going to go to the line. And now Keegan Hamilton comes in over the right side, and another foul. They did that on purpose. That's on Bergman on the far side. The problem is he'll get foul trouble just like that. Now Whitehead will come in. 7.3 on the clock. Now Whitehead is in, and Hamilton goes out. I think Hamilton was supposed to go out there and foul, but he couldn't get there in time. Here's a three on the way by Rosa, and he hits it. It blows up the Silver Lake strategy. Hits a three, far wing. And now Dieter throws it about 75 feet, and it's short. Rosa says, yeah, you're not going to foul me if I shoot it right away. And he did, and he hit the triple, his 19th of the season. And it's 18-15 Rock Creek at the end of one, back in 1 minute. This is high school basketball. Game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz. In Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake, Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Rock Creek High School. Our games of the week. River Lake at Rock Creek. Start the second quarter of the boys' game. Rosano deep down low and puts it up over his shoulder and banks it in. Rosano with his first two, 6'2 senior, averaging five a game. 18-17 Rock Creek, high scoring game as we anticipated. We're on pace to be about in the 70s or 80s. That favors, I don't know technically who it favors. I think Silver Lake slightly. Here's a three by Rosa. That's off to the right. And out of bounds. Last touch by Rock Creek. Coach Smith telling me we've had some lapses on defense. We're a deep athletic, long team. We have experience from last year when we went to state. But they've had some defensive lapses. They gave up 67 to Troy on Saturday in the third-place game up in Seneca at the Thunder Classic. We want to see that defense improve. Silver Lake has the ball, moving to our right, has a chance to take the lead here in the second quarter. Whitehead picks up the dribble prematurely, now gives it to Dieter at the high post. Dieter being hounded, now double-teamed, kicks it over to Whitehead, into the corner, Rosano. He fakes the three, steps in, high arcing floater, misses from 12, gets his own rebound. Now to Dieter, into the paint, off-balance shot is good from 7. Dieter, his second field goal. 19-18 Silver Lake. And now Silver Lake changing up the defense here. That's kind of trying to dissect this a little bit here as Rosano's playing the top. Might be a 1-3-1. Here's Bell. He leaves it short from the foul line. Rebounded by Jerry Johnson. Quickly ahead it goes to Dieter. Whips it out front to Jerry Johnson. He spins in the lane, kicks it out. Dane open, far corner three, bouncing off. Rosano gets the position and is fouled. Boy, Rosano very active on the glass, coming off the bench for the Eagles. Coach Kruger's got to be pleased by that. That was on Rosa. That's his second. First team foul in the second quarter. 19-18 Silver Lake. 6:25 to go second quarter. Silver Lake boys have not been ranked yet this year. Dider spins, turns, and misses on the shot. Hit the front iron from 10. Back the other way. Here's Martini for Rock Creek moving to our left. Now to Bell, who had 7 in that first quarter, including a 3-ball. Rose, who hit a 3 to close out that first quarter. Inside, great position. Counted and a foul. Tonzer with his first bucket. Foul is on Johnson, Jared Johnson, his first. So Tonzer will have a chance at the three-point play. Rockley back in front, 20-19. Free throw on the way, and he misses. And then a loose ball foul called on, oof, that's on Rosa. That'd be his third. I've got him for 3. It is. Rosa, one of their leading scorers, just picked up his 3rd foul. But Tonzer cannot complete the 3-point play. 20-19, Rock Creek. Pressure at half court by the Mustangs. Now they'll set up in man-to-man. And Gill is just face guarding Jared Johnson. Here's Dave Johnson, doubled. Sticks over to Dider, open on the wing for 3. Swish! Brody Dider with his first 3 of the night. He has 7. 22-20, Silver Lake. And now another turnover here at Rock Creek, their 3rd of the first half. Whitehead comes away with it. Over to Dider. Back out to Whitehead. Had a notion, doesn't take the 3. Flips it to Dave. He fakes the 3. Drives into the lane. Nowhere to go. Back to Whitehead. Picked up by Rosa. Stays on the floor with 3 fouls. Turnaround shot, left it short. Rosa avoided the foul. Rebound, Bell. In the far corner, DeBita. Here's Bell. Flips it over. DeBita, 3 on the way from the corner. This one too strong. Backside rebound goes to Gill. He puts it up and scores. Great effort by Gill. He has 5. Tied at 22. This full court man from the Mustangs. Dan Johnson been held to 2 free throws so far, but his team is tied 22-22. We have a 35-second shot clock here at Rock Creek. Shot clock down to 15. Dider at the left elbow, high post, dribbles it back beyond the 3-point line, drives right of the lane, spins, turns, off-balance shot, no, and a foul called on DeBita as he body him up. First foul on DeBita, he's a senior, and it's the 13th foul on Rock Creek. Joel Miller and Rosano are going to check in for Silver Lake. It'll be Miller's first action of the night. Joel, a junior. Free throw by Dider. Rolls out. Dider, second team all-league performer a year ago. Silver Lake started the year with wins against Perry, Lecompton, Holton, Centralia, lost at Rossville in the entertaining game we had on the radio on 96.9, and then wins against Hiawatha, Jeff West, Labette County, Burlington, triple overtime, and then lost in championship on Saturday to Ottawa down at Burlington. Second free throw by Dider. That one rolls in. He has 8. Kaufman has 7 to lead the Silver Lake offensive attack. Dider goes out. Rosano is in. Bell has 7. Gill with 5 for Rock Creek. Here's Klingenberg, who hit a 3 in that first quarter. Bell, diagonal pass into the near corner. Klingenberg, giving room. Let's fly for 3. Back iron off to the right. Rebound, Silver Lake, but a whistle on a loose ball foul is called on Eagle. It is on Joel Miller, his first. Second team foul. 4:15 to go second quarter. 23-22, Silver Lake. Silver Lake won that game against Burlington in the semis of that tournament. Lob is into Gill. Nice step through. Up and under. Lays it in with the left. He has 7. 24-23, Rock Creek. That game didn't get over until about 10:30 that night on Friday, and then they had to turn around and play Saturday afternoon in the championship. So, and they're down 21-4 at the end of one. They didn't have any gas left in the tank. As cutting the bucket, getting the pass, Coppin, he misses underneath. Joel Miller gets the loose change and muscles up and in off the glass. Miller's first bucket. 25-24, Silver Lake. With it is Gill. Sophomore's had a good first half. Three, Klingenberg from the corner. Fairly grazed the iron. Kaufman, pass ahead. Dane Johnson attacks. Goes right by the defender and lays it in. He blew by Gill. Dane Johnson's first field goal. He has four, averages 25. 27-24, Silver Lake. Here's a three by Bell. It's on the way. Missing. Rosano, another rebound for the Eagles. Three on three. Rosano bounce past Jared Johnson. Fakes the three. Goes baseline. One-handed floater. Air ball. Cleaning the glass is Bell, and here come the Mustangs to my left. Ball poked away from behind by Jared Johnson, but Bell gets it back. Fires it back to the trailer. Gill, he finds a crease. Now stops and pops from seven. Bounces off. Ball tipped out. Kept alive by Martini, but rebounded by Dane Johnson for Silver Lake. Here come the Eagles from left to right. Johnson slithers in the lane, and we have a blocking foul on the Mustangs. That is their 14th foul. See who this one is on. Fouls on Gill, his first. So Rosa, one of their starters, has three fouls. Burgess on the floor, but he's not 100% with an ankle sprain. Riker Zeller, 6'2 senior, not in action tonight. He is out sick. So Rock Creek is shorthanded, and now they have foul trouble. Miller, entry pass to Dane Johnson. Back to Miller, cutting the hoop, steps through, and he's mugged. Take your pick. Two white jerseys all over. Going to call this on Burgess. That's his second. 15 foul. Silver Lake will be shooting double bonus the final 2:40 of this first half. 27-24 Eagles. Bill Miller to the stripe. Free throw up and barely hit the iron. Almost an air ball. Severely pulled the string there. Bergman is in. Dane Johnson gets a breather. Earlier tonight, the Silver Lake girls, Kaylin Haney, hit a three-pointer about 30 feet at the buzzer, swished it to beat Rock Creek. Miss free throw, the rebound, Kaufman. Here's Miller. He'll shoot the three and buries it. Bullseye right between the eyes. Miller hits the three, so he misses two free throws, says three's better than two. But they got the offensive rebound by Kaufman. That was the key. And it is 30-24, Silver Lake. Miller with 5 points. Here's a three left of the key, wide open off the heel, missing there by Martini. He's shooting just 28% from three. Dieter over to Bergman in the corner. He gets it to the elbow. Back over to Dieter in the corner. Chest pass to Kaufman. Kaufman trying to probe inside. Now goes into Rosano. Rosano had it dug, ripped away for a moment. Now knocked away. It's loose, and diving for it is Kaufman on the near side. And he wisely throws it off the back of Klingenberg. It stays with Silver Lake. A minute 50 to go in this first half, 30-24 Eagles. Silver Lake girls, as I said, won on a buzzer beater, 350-49. Silver Lake girls are now 9-1. They won 7 in a row. Rock Creek girls fall to 8-2. That was a great game between two state-ranked teams earlier tonight. Porter Gill in. And checking out Martini for the Mustangs. Bergman had triggered in to our right, front of the Rock Creek bench. Here's Miller, and he's called for a travel. He thought about shooting a three, hesitated, called for steps. His third, or the third turnover from Silver Lake, four for Rock Creek. Once again, you got the diamond in one with Miller guarding Burgess. Here's Klingenberg, goes baseline. Pump fake against Rosano. Goes up, left it short. Hit the bottom of the rim. Rosano altered the shot and gets the rebound. Boy, Rosano has been very, very active tonight. Dane Johnson into the corner. Dieter hops into a three. Short. Burgess skies for the rebound. Nice pass ahead of the pack is Klingenberg breaking free. Pump fake, drops and jump stop, and he's hammered. Good job by Klingenberg. He felt the footsteps. Completely did a jump stop. And a good line for two free throws. Fouls on Dane Johnson, his first. 13th foul on the Eagles. Minute 19 to go before halftime. Got Rossville at St. Mary's coming up next Tuesday on 96.9 The Pulse. Those should both be great games. And we have Silver Lake at Holton, rematch of games played in December at Silver Lake. Those are makeup games from the snowstorm early January. That one Wednesday on the Holton channel and also on 96.9 The Pulse. So back-to-back games Tuesday and Friday. Russell at St. Mary's, Silver Lake at Holt. Seaman Viking basketball on February 11th. Rosano was in early on the lane on the free throw by Klingenberg. Klingenberg made the first and then missed the second, but Rosano jumped in early. He says, my bad. Klingenberg will have another opportunity to make the charity toss. He knee bend, and he hits it. He has five off the bench. 30-26, Silver Lake. Pump fake, Jared Johnson. Boy, there's some contact, and he's lucky that ball was knocked out of bounds by Lubers. There's no whistle for a foul. Eagles run four across on out-of-bounds play. Whitehead lobs it in Dane Johnson at the right elbow, backs it out beyond the three-point arc. Picked up there by Lubers. Johnson says, I can take him one-on-one. Drives, now kicks. Three-pointer, Whitehead on the way, bouncing off. Good rebound by Klingenberg. Has given Coach Smith good minutes off the bench. 6'1 sophomore. Every six a game, has five in the first half. Burgess, one of the facilitators so far tonight with that ankle sprain. 45 seconds to play in the first half, 30-26 Silver Lake. Here's Gill. Back over to Ponzer. His three, no. We got a foul under the goal. Fighting for position. That might be on Dane Johnson based on how he's shaking his head. It is. Dane picks up his second. Coach Kruger is shaking his head as well. Fourth team foul. So no free throws. Next foul will put Rock Creek in a double bonus. 37 seconds to play. Second quarter. Silver Lake leading by four. Burgess directing traffic. He's the inbounder to our left, right of the bucket. Yeah, look for Burgess on a screen back the other way. Silver Lake defends it. Klingenberg steps in. Double teamed on that diamond and one. Now, great pass underneath. Wide open is Lubers. Well, Klingenberg didn't panic. And Lubers wide open. 30-28, Silver Lake. Eagles will hope for the final shot of the first half. 18 on the game clock. Shot clock turned off. Jerry Johnson has it between the circles, far sideline. Goes to work against Martini. Steps through. Floater up to the right. No. Luber's trying to rebound it. Klingenberg has it on the baseline. Gets away and can't get off a shot. That's the end of the first half. Silver Lake 30, Rock Creek 28. Halftime show to come on the other side of this two-minute timeout on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime here at Rock Hills High School, or excuse me, at Rock Creek High School. It is 30-28 in favor of Silver Lake. Rock Creek led early 10-6, 15-11, led 18-15 at the end of one, thanks to a buzzer-beating three at the end of the quarter by Gavin Rosa. But Silver Lake able to take the lead, go into the locker room with a two-point advantage, 30-28. Silver Lake led in that first half. Eamon Coffey with 7 points and a three-pointer, 5 points for Joel Miller and a three-pointer, 8 points for Brody Dider and a three-pointer. Dane Johnson held the 4 points, 2 points for DeAndre Rosano, 4 points for Jared Johnson. Silver Lake was 5-8 from the foul line. They turned over just 4 times in that first half at 3 three-pointers. Started the game up 2-0 because there was a technical foul called on Rock Creek. And Silver Lake's Jared Johnson, 2 free throws. And then Silver Lake got the ball out of bounds to start the game. So we did not have an opening tip to tonight's boys contest. Rock Creek in that first half, balanced attack. Porter Gill, 7 points and 1 three-pointer. Eli Bell, 7 points and a three, all in the first quarter. 3 points on a three-pointer by Gavin Rosa, 4 for Brock Lubers off the bench, 2 for Ethan Tonzer, and 5 points, including a three-pointer by Logan Klingenberg. 4 made threes by Rock Creek. They were 2 of 3 from the line. Turn it over 4 times in that first half. 30-28, Silver Lake boys with the lead at halftime. When we come back, we will tell you all about the exciting girls game that ended with a buzzer beater. That's coming up on the other side of this break. Back in 2 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stockgrower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stockgrower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From the 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jeremy Goodwin with your weather forecast right here at 96.9 The Pulse. Tonight, mostly clear, 28 degrees. We'll have some refreezing going on after the melting that happened today. Wednesday, mostly sunny and 50. We'll see a chance of widespread rain Thursday with a high of 47. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Jeremy Goodwin from 13 News.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarp, and Thunderstone, Minimizer Fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Grisham back with you at Rock Creek. Silver Lake boys leading at halftime 30-28. Earlier tonight, a girls' game. If you missed it, man, oh man, you missed a heck of a game. Two state-ranked teams, Rock Creek 7th and 4A. Silver Lake girls number 3 and 3A. And it did not disappoint. Rock Creek jumped out to a 9-0 lead, 13-3. Silver Lake went on a 16-2 spurt, led 19-15. Rock Creek responded 9 on unanswered points. They go up 24-19. At halftime, Rock Creek led by 2. They led the entire third quarter, led by 3 going into the fourth quarter. Silver Lake come back and tie it at 46. Rock Creek take a 48-46 lead. Eventually, it was 49-47. Rock Creek had the ball after a timeout. They threw the ball in. They were tied up. They arrowed to Silver Lake. Eventually, Karis Dider drove in the lane, was fouled. She missed 2 free throws, the second on purpose. After she missed the first, her team was down 2 with 4.7 to play. Rock Creek called a timeout, had to inbound it underneath the Silver Lake basket. They get it in, they get fouled, they go the other end for free throws. They just needed to avoid turning the ball over, but unfortunately for Rock Creek, the pass off the hand of a Mustang player, it bounced freely to the far sideline. Kaylin Haney of Silver Lake went, grabbed it, turned, squared her feet, set herself, launched about a 30-foot three. It didn't touch the rim. It was pure nylon, ripped the cords for the buzzer-beater three-pointer. And Silver Lake girls won 50-49. Rock Creek had 20 turnovers in the game. That came back to bite them a little bit. Both teams weren't good at the line. Silver Lake was 9 of 18. Rock Creek girls 8 of 16. It was a great game. Kylie Frazee had 12, 11 for Lucy Martini for Rock Creek. The Mustang girls, their five-game winning streak comes to an end. They're now 8-2. Silver Lake, meanwhile, wins their seventh in a row. They're 9-1. Haney led the way with 16 hard-earned points, including three threes and the game-winning triple, as I just referred to. And Ella Bolin chipped in with 9, as did Terrace Dider. And Taylor Zordle had 7 as Silver Lake girls, a three-pointer, taking advantage of the turnover by Rock Creek. And Haney hit the deep three, switched it at the buzzer to give Silver Lake the win, 50-49. If you want to go back and listen to that, it will be available. Go to mscsports.net, click on the audio tab, find the Silver Lake Rock Creek games. You can rewind, fast forward, and listen to that one. I can't wait to get home to listen to that and see how it sounded. As a broadcaster, I don't really remember how I called it. It sounds weird, but I just call everything in the moment. I think most broadcasters that way. And then you go back later as a broadcaster and say, did I do it justice? Did I make a good call or not? Because you don't know when you're going to get buzzer beaters. They don't happen a ton. And I'm looking forward to listening to it myself to see how the call was as a broadcaster professional. And I'm sure some Silver Lake fans might want to go back and listen to it. So I'll try to post it on social media as well later tonight for you Eagle fans out there that are listening. So a great girls game. Silver Lake won 50-49. Silver Lake girls and boys will host the Beth on Friday, Tuesday at Riley County, Wednesday at Holton, which we'll have on 96.9 The Pulse. Rock Creek will host Wamego on Friday, Tuesday at Council Grove. Big thank you to our sponsors tonight throughout the season. Tonight's sponsors include Bob's Janitorial, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, Doltmeyer Homes, Cindy Glenn Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home, Performance Tire and Auto in Topeka, Clements Welding and Morrill, Integrity Insurance, Nextech, and the Silver Lake Bank. If you have a chance to thank those sponsors, make sure to do so. Coming up Tuesday, Rossville at St. Mary, Silver Lake at Holton on 96.9. The Pulse girls final earlier tonight. Another great one. Sabetha over Riverside, 39-37 in double overtime. Sabetha hit 8 three-pointers in the game. Also, let's see, what other finals here? Boys halftime score, Riley County 26, Holton 23. Hiawatha boys over Jackson Heights, 25-9. And JCN is leading a girls game over Perry Compton, 32-3 at halftime in the JCN tourney. And I know St. Mary's, trying to check here, girls final, Riley County beat Holton 43-29. Compton West girls beat Axtell 45-33. Rossville girls beat Atchison County 49-40. And Troy girls beat St. Mary's in overtime. Second half on the way, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We start the second half, Rock Creek at the basketball. With it is Gavin Rosa, who's playing with three fouls. And now a left-handed shot put up, around and out. Tough luck there for Martini. And here come the Eagles of Silver Lake. 7-2 record on the year. Rock Creek 8-1. Dane Johnson open, fakes the three, drives, cut off there. Good defense, Rock Creek moving their feet. Here is Dider probing in the lane, gives it to Kaufman. Kaufman flips it out to Dane Johnson. Dane with the pink shoes into the boulevard, down the lane, and then through the hands of Kaufman on the pass. Might have traveled before that to Dane, but Kaufman can't handle a turnover. Silver Lake, their fifth of the evening. Silver Lake, first winning season last year after four straight losing seasons, went 14-8. Rock Creek and Silver Lake split their meetings last year, both winning on the other's home floor. They'll only meet once this year, as they're not in the same league anymore. Oh, nice move. The shot off the glass on the runner, missing, put back, good though by Gill. Boy, he left the defender in dust, missed the shot, got a rebound, put back, good. We're tied at 30. Rock Creek down a starter due to illness, another starter coming off the bench due to an ankle sprain. Open to Kaufman. High arcing shot over Bell, who altered the shot. Too strong an air ball. Here comes Martini, the junior point guard. One-handed pass, whips it over right side to Gill. Gill drives against Dider, cut off there. Good help by Kaufman. Now turns off-balance fadeaway, in and out. And ripping it away is DeBita. He gets the rebound. Good effort by the senior getting a start tonight due to Zeller being homesick. Martini directing traffic, guarded there by Jared Johnson, and Jared comes out and fouls him. Second on Jared Johnson, and it's the first here of the second half on Silver Lake. Silver Lake lost to Roskill 79-72, fourth game of the season back in December. We had that one on 96-94, so it was a great game up and down. And then Silver Lake's other loss, the championship on Saturday at the Burley Invitation to Ottawa, who's number one team in the state in 4A. Bell drives and stops it with the right hand. Counted and a foul. Bell with the quick pivot and an explosion for the slam dunk. And has a chance for the three-point play. Holy shnikes, that was a heck of a play. Bell with the tremendous ups. That was a quick explosion. Free throw, line drive, no good, though. Can't finish the three-point play, but still. A highlight there, and then Kaufman the rebound. And the ball last touch knocked away by Rock Creek, so the Mustangs are up 39-30. That was impressive because he spun from the elbow and then able to just bounce high into the air and jam it, instead of sometimes gathering yourself on a fast break where you can kind of get your momentum going forward and can go up and jam it. This one was a little harder to do, but he made it look easy. Timeout Silver Lake. We'll keep it here. Just a 30-second timeout for Silver Lake. So we'll keep it here. 32-30. Rock Creek with the lead. Once again, Roskill at St. Mary's Tuesday will have a 96-9 to Pulse. Wednesday, Silver Lake at Holt will have Steeman. They'll be in action coming up on February the 11th. I believe that's against Shawnee Heights, if I remember correctly. And then we have Seaman against Piper later in the year. That'll be a heck of a matchup as well. So we've got some great matchups coming up for area teams that we're covering. Silver Lake, Roskill, St. Mary's, Seaman. MJ's kind of been my lucky charm, as Seth mentioned in a text chain here tonight. Most of the games we work together are very entertaining and close. Here's Dane Johnson, and he is fouled. Now, no, they call it jump ball to the chagrin of the Silver Lake fans. They can't believe it. I'm surprised as well. Now, along the points of close games, it's 32-30 here in the boys' game. Girls' game was a buzzer beater. We had tons of great close games during the football season. Here's a lob in to Dane Johnson. So the arrow went to Silver Lake. Fade away, step back from 15 is short. An air ball by Dane Johnson. Challenged there by DeBita. Rock Creek leads by two. Quick move baseline. Gill spins, turns, off balance, contorts his body, and banks it in. Well, that was not easy. Gill with 11. He averages 6. 34-30. Well, Burgess is not near 100%, in my opinion. He's not really even looking to score. He's coming off the bench, so somebody's got to step up and score, and that has been Gill. He has 11. Bell has 9. 2-3 zone by Rock Creek. They lead 34-30. Kaufman, a three from the near corner, knocks it down. Huge bucket. Rock Creek fans were into it. Kaufman's second three, he has 10. 34-33. Back the other way. Silver Lake in a man-to-man now, as getting fouled is Martini. Trying to make a pass in the corner, got bumped. It is on Kaufman, that's his third. Third team foul on Silver Lake. No team foul so far on Rock Creek in the third quarter. 4:45 to play in the frame. Jared Johnson goes out. And coming in is Bergman. Also, Kaufman goes out. Rosano is in. Typically, a 7 or 8-man rotation for both these teams. Most coaches, that's what they prefer. Sometimes they'll go 9. Pass deflected, but Rosa catches it. Gives it up to Bell inside. Then it does a 360, and the rim spits it out. Rebound Dane Johnson trying to clear it. And now he's called for an offensive foul as he swung the elbow to clear out. Martini was all over him, and Dane Johnson just picked up his third. get some Silver Lake fans into it here in front of me. So Dane Johnson with his third foul has to go to the bench. The 4:32 to go third quarter. He had the rebound, was double-teamed, trapped, tried to clear it. Here's a three by Rosa. He misses. They have a whistle away from the ball. And it's against Rock Creek. And it's on DeVita. That's his second. First team foul of the third quarter. So we'll mark that down. Dane Johnson with his third at the 4:26 mark of the third quarter. Silver Lake trailing by one. Here's Bergman. Little three guard weave. Here's Jared Johnson. Spins in the boulevard. Flips it up. No, but fouled there by Gill. Gill with his second. And the second team foul on the Mustangs. So stepping the line is Jared Johnson. Best outside shooter on the team, averaging 15.3 rebounds. Free throw is short. Jared has 4 points. He had 25 against Labette County in the first round of the Bergman Invitational, 28 in that triple overtime win. Last year averaged 9 a game. He and Dane Johnson were all tournament performers at Burlington. Second free throw for Johnson is on the way, and he switches this one. 34-34, halfway through the third quarter. Martini rubbing a little bit, now bounce back way out between the circles. It goes to Gill. Bell, who had a dunk earlier in the quarter. They swing it. Far corner, ball knocked away, but it goes right to Martini, and he is fouled by Bergman. Well, it's fortuitous bounce of the ball there for Rock Creek. Looked like it was going to be a turnover. Bergman with his third. 14 fouls, so we could be shooting free throws quite a bit here the rest of this third quarter. We're halfway through the third, 3:53 to play, and Rock Creek in the double bonus, 5 team fouls on the Eagles, free throw made by Martini. Spring Hill girls all over Jeff West in the Wellsville tournament, 75-40. Second free throw doesn't fall for Martini, so he hits one out of two. 35-34, Jared Johnson spins baseline, and being bodied and to the baseline. A foul called there for Gill. That's his third, and the third team foul on Rock Creek. So I figured the girls and boys game, both these games would be tight, hotly contested, and we have not been disappointed. Silver Lake about a 30-foot three-pointer at the buzzer by Kaelin Haney to win by one. And a boys' game is a one-point game. And now a travel called on Bergman. And a little pick-and-roll action with him and Rosano. Six turnovers for Silver Lake, five for Rock Creek. Pretty clean game in regards to the turnovers. The Whiteheads out there along with Dieter, Jared Johnson, Bergman, and Rosano. Diamond and one. Burgess brings it up the floor. He's yet to score. Averages 15 a game. Has a brace on that left ankle. And Rosano goes up and just rips it away from Carson Taburin. And an out-of-bounds last touch by Taburin. What a play by Rosano, meeting him at the apex as he went up to try to score a pass at the last moment. 35-34. This game slowed down, which is probably in favor of Rock Creek. Silver Lake loves to get up and down, averaging 70 points a game. Bergman is fouled there by Klingenberg. So Lake fans with a sarcastic cheer. That's the fourth team foul. And now the officials getting together to discuss something. They call that a jump ball. They might have called that a jump ball. Not a foul, actually. Here's Jared Johnson. Into the paint. Had it knocked away. Klingenberg comes away with a loose change. Ahead to Burgess. Open three-pointer on the way. Swish. Burgess matches his number with the three-pointer. quickly ahead, 38-34, and in the pass too tall from Dieter to Jared Johnson, skipped it across the floor. Remember, Dane Johnson out with the three fouls, but he's going to check in right now, which is probably a pretty good move by Coach Kruger. Can't let this get away, down four. 38-34, Rock Creek. This match is the biggest lead of the night for the Mustangs. Silver Lake led by six. Wide open, given room, the three, put up and missed. Rebound, Klingenberg, wrap around the bell. Bell turns and misses the cheapie. Burgess gets it, he's fouled. Dylan Jones, a junior, was left all alone from the corner to shoot that three. Left it short. And now Burgess to the line. A foul's on Rosano, his first, as we mentioned. Over the limit. Double bonus time the rest of this quarter for Rock Creek as Burgess hits the free throw. He has four. 39-34, Rock Creek. 2:40 to play in the third. Justin Smith, the head coach, giving out instructions to my right. And Burgess calmly hits a pair of free throws. He has five. And it's 40-34, Rock Creek. Jones comes out to harass Whitehead. Now Dane Johnson fires it over to Dieter. Dieter turns the corner, steps in, and can't get it to go. But through the contact, foul called. Dieter will get two free throws. So both teams double bonus. The final 2:26 of this third quarter. One thing I liked about the new rules they put in last year, resetting the fouls every quarter. I still like the 1-1, the pressure of the 1-1, but I think I like the resetting of fouls every quarter more so. Because if you didn't, you could have, well, we'd possibly be shooting free throws the rest of this half instead of resetting for the fourth quarter. Dieter missed the first, second free throw up, and he rattles that one in. Dieter with nine, he averages 14, 40-35. Rock Creek with the lead in the ball, moving to my right. Step back three, Burgess. Bingo! Burgess just brought it down, calmly stepped back, drilled the three, and just like that, he's been very quiet. He has 8 points in the span of about 40 seconds. 43-35, Rock Creek. 2-3 zone by Rock Creek. Johnson spins, turns, and puts it up and in. Johnson with six. 43-37. Into the corner, Klingenberg. He goes past Kaufman all the way and is fouled, and he muscles up and in. Kaufman with his fourth foul, and Klingenberg continues to play well off the bench. He has seven. Now, Dane Johnson has a two foul, or three fouls. He's got to be careful. He likes to really drive it. If he gets too far, somebody could slide in and take a charge. So that's something he's got to be careful of. Kaufman just picked up his fourth. Silver Lake dealing with some considerable foul trouble. Free throw to complete the three-point play, bouncing off to Klingenberg up high to clean the glass. The Windex man, Dane Johnson. 45-37, biggest lead of the night for Rock Creek. They rank third in 4A. Silver Lake just played the number one team in 4A Ottawa in the championship at Burlington Invitational on Saturday, just a few days ago. Dane Johnson goes baseline. Steps back, diagonal pass, beyond the arc, he goes to Dieter. Dieter steps in, had it blocked by Martini. He comes away with it. Martini dissecting the defense, underhands it to Klingenberg. Now underneath, what a find. Pump fake, turns, and nowhere to go with it was Tonsern. And now Dieter has it. He lost it. It goes right to Dane Johnson. His pass tip, Rosano skies and gets it. Leans in, can't score, but he's fouled. Tonsern with a personal. So Rosano to attempt a few free throws. 109 to play, third quarter. Silver Lake coming in, record of 7-2, Rock Creek 8-1. Rock Creek leading by 8, make it 7 as Rosano wishes the first free throw. Don't forget to download the free MSC Radio app on your smartphones. Listen to any one of our six radio stations, including 96.9 The Pulse, as Rosano splashes in the second as well. 45-39 Rock Creek, approaching a minute to go in this third quarter. This beautiful gym and facility at Rock Creek, home of the Mustangs, and the Mustangs call a timeout, a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. Big thank you to our sponsor, Silver Lake Bank, Next Tech, Integrity Insurance, Clements Welding and Moral, Performance Tire and Auto at Topeka, Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Homes, Stock Grower State Bank, Goldmeyer Homes, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, and Bob's Janitorial, all sponsors of our high school basketball coverage tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. Big thank you to MJ handling everything back in the studios south of Hiawatha. Been a good night for basketball on the Pulse. Girls game, a buzzer beater three by Kaylin Haney to win it 50-49. And the boys game has been tight throughout. Rock Creek now leading by six. They burned the timeout. Both teams have four timeouts remaining. 1:01 to go in the third quarter. And Rock Creek with the basketball. Coley Burgess with 8 points all in this third quarter, being about 40 seconds. Klingenberg, pump fake Rosa, steps in the foul line, picks up the dribble. Here's a three by Dylan Jones. It's an air ball. Rebound underneath Klingenberg, and he scores again. He averages six. He has nine already. 47-39, just a sophomore. And now see if the Eagles hold for one shot. Dane Johnson lobs it on the block. Rosano spins, turns, puts it up and in. Boy, it was tough. High degree of difficulty, but Rosano able to spin and bank it in. He has six, and it's 47-41. Rock Creek will hold for the final shot of this third quarter. Looking to add to a six-point advantage. Here's Rosa, hit a buzzer-beating three to close out the first quarter. Flips it underhand to Burgess. Burgess drives into the paint, steps back, fade away, up, and bounces off at the end of the quarter. 47-41, Rock Creek with a lead over Silver Lake. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Basketball Game of the Week on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we have another exciting finish coming down to the final seconds, as it did in the girls' game. We'll find out in about 8 minutes. 47-41. Rock Creek with the lead and the ball. Their biggest lead has been eight. Silver Lake's biggest lead has been six. Both teams have four timeouts remaining. Silver Lake stays in a diamond and one look. Burgess is on the bench right now, getting a breather. In the corner, Bell launches the three and hits it. Eli Bell with 12, including his second three of the night, his sixth of the season. He was just 4 of 20 from three coming into this game. Man-to-man defense by Rock Creek. Dane Johnson has been quiet, held to 6 points, dealing with three fouls. Here's Rosano, double team, and tied up. Jump ball, arrow stays with the Eagle. So it is Joel Miller at 5 points in the first half, including a three-pointer. Jared Johnson, Rosano, Dane Johnson, and Deiter. That's the five on the floor. Kaufman on the bench with four fouls for the Eagles. A deep three. Jared Johnson knocks it down. Not quite as deep as Kaylin Haney to win the game for the girls earlier tonight, but still pretty deep. Jared Johnson, his first three of the night, he has eight. Much needed three to answer the Bell three-pointer. 50-44. DeBita, the pass, and right off the shin of Rosa cutting to the bucket. Turnover out of bounds on the baseline. It is Bell out there along with Martini, Rosa, DeBita, and Gill. Gill's trying to keep the ball out of Jared Johnson's hands right now, face guarding him. Into the left-hand corner goes to Joel Miller. Out front, they play it. Far wing extended, Rosano. Dane Johnson posting up against DeBita. Steps through a double team, and there was contact and gets the call. First foul of the fourth quarter goes against Rock Creek with 6:31 to play in the frame. On DeBita, that's his third. Rock Creek hosts Wamego on Friday, Tuesday at Council Grove. Silver Lake will has a busy stretch. They'll host the Beth on Friday. There's Dane Johnson. Dieter fumbled the pass as it cut in, but regains control and banks it in. Good composure by Dieter. He has 11. Silver Lake will be at Riley County Tuesday and then Wednesday on the road at Holton. Makeup games from the snowstorm earlier in January. 50-46. Bell will try another three. This one bouncing off. Rebound fought for. Rosa comes away with it. Backdoor cut. Gives it to Gill. Back to Bell. Bell finds a crease all the way to the rim. Throws up the wild shot with the left hand off the glass. Didn't hit iron at all. Rebounded by Dane Johnson. Here's Dane going downhill. And that's a blocking foul on DeBita. Trying to draw the charge. So DeBita gets up his fourth. If it had been called a charge, that would have been Dane's fourth. That looked to be the right call. Worth a shot by DeBita, though. Burgess is in. DeBita goes out. 50-41. So they scored five in a row. Right back in it. Down four. Dane Johnson calling for the ball and knocked out by Martini, who thought that it was touched last by Johnson. Both head coaches are outstanding athletes. Shannon Krueger was a Hall of Famer at Washburn, over 1,000 points in his career, turned 42 threes. Justin Smith was a heck of a quarterback at Jackson Heights back in the day. Here's a three-pointer on the way, and Joel Miller swishes it. His second three of the game. He has a season-high eight. I believe that's a career high as well. And it's 50-49, Rock Creek. Underneath Bell, the reverse layup. No, Dane Johnson had it. It was knocked away. Saved by Martini. Lob it for Bell. He comes down with it and scores. Great hustle effort play there. 52-49, Rock Creek. Looked like Silver Lake had the ball, chance to maybe take the lead. Instead, couldn't clear it out. 52-49, Mustangs. 2-3 zone by Rock Creek. Johnson trying to post. He catches it. Gives it up to Johnson, who cuts into the bucket. Dane can't hit it. Gets his own rebound. Goes up strong with the left and scores it. Dane Johnson with eight, well under his average of 25. 52-41. Bell driving baseline. Wraparound pass. It's tipped, but goes to Burgess. Burgess, who has 8 points all in the third quarter. No look pass to Martini. Gives it up to Gill. Here's Bell on the baseline. Lobs it to Gill. Skip it across. Rosa, high arcing rainbow three. Bouncing off. Too strong. And Miller, with the box out, comes away with the rebound. Ahead to Dieter. Dieter attacks the rim. And we've got an offensive foul. Burgess takes the charge. One official had a block. The other official saying charge. They're going to go with the charge, I believe. Dieter with his first. First team foul. Two team fouls on Rock Creek. Silver Lake fans not happy. So 52-51. Rock Creek leads by one. Offensive foul is called. Now a timeout called by Silver Lake. It's a full timeout. Rock Creek leading by a point. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, 52-51, Rock Creek. They led 50-41 on a three-pointer by Eli Bell to start the fourth quarter, but Silver Lake's battle back within one. Silver Lake has three timeouts remaining. Rock Creek has four at their disposal. Only one team foul on the Eagles in this fourth quarter, two on the Mustangs. Girls' game was won by Silver Lake by a point at the buzzer. Right now, Rock Creek clinging to a one-point lead with 4:32 to go in this fourth quarter. Bringing up across the timeline, left to right in the white jerseys is Rosa. Bounce pass, knocked away and stolen by Johnson, trying to set up an entry pass on the block to Bell. Eight turnovers for Rock Creek, eight for Silver Lake. Let's diagnose what Rock Creek's doing defensively. Looks like they're in a 2-3 zone, but they're cheating down low against Jared Johnson, also Dane Johnson. Rosano misses, gets his own rebound, puts it up, blocked by Bell. Bell and Rosano tied up. An arrow points in favor of the Mustangs. Good effort by both players. Rosano a senior, Bell a senior. These two schools used to be in the Mideast League. And then Big 7, the Mideast League merged. Silver Lake joined that league, and Rock Creek chose to go to the NCKL. So first year for them in the NCKL, first year for Silver Lake in the Big East League, as Bell catches and drills it from 17 straight away. Bell was 16, he averages 10, and it's 54-51 with 3:38 to go, Rock Creek by three. Dane Johnson's been held to 8 points, and Silver Lake is right there in it. Well, this game was pacing for about 780 points after the first quarter, but it's definitely slowed down since. Become more of a half-court game. Dane Johnson drives against Kleinberg, puts up the shot, and scores it, and he's saying, why am I not getting a call? Lots of contact, but he muscles up and in. He has 10, and it's 54-53 with 3:13 to go. Here's Kleinberg, who has 9 off the bench. Open on the baseline is Gill, who has 11. Underneath, it's Kleinberg, and he scores. Good cut to the bucket. Kleinberg has 11. Timeout called by head coach Justin Smith and Rock Creek. It's a 30-second timeout. 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, 56-53. Rock Creek back in 30 on 96.9 The Pulse.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
3 minutes to decide this one, unless we need overtime. 56-53, Rock Creek with the lead. Silver Lake with the basketball. Full court pressure by Rock Creek after they called the timeout. Coffin back in with the four fouls. Dane Johnson playing with three. And Dane Johnson brings it up as they clear out man-to-man defense by Rock Creek. Posting up is Rosano. Steps in, leans in, and scores against Lubers. Rosano just using his muscle and strength to go wherever he wanted there against Lubers. 56-55, Rock Creek leading by one. Here's Gill on the baseline. Silver Lake in that diamond and one. Guarding Burgess man-to-man, but they lost him on the back cut. What a block! Rosano comes over, helps side defender, and rejects the shot by Burgess. Terrific help defense by Rosano. He has played very well tonight. Dane Johnson plays at top of the key. The Dieter back to Johnson. Diagonal pass. Kaufman fakes the three. Called for the travel. A little bit too antsy there was Kaufman. 2:15 to go. Rock Creek leading by one. Only lost to St. Mary's on Thursday in the semifinals of the Thunder Classic up in Seneca. They ended up getting third in that tournament, beating Troy on Saturday. Silver Lake coming off second place finish at the Burleigh's Invitational. Klingenberg over to Gill. Gill has 11. Klingenberg has 11. 16 for Bell. He catches it. Skips it back across left side on the wing. Going to work is Gill. Cut off by Jared Johnson. Leans back. Shoots the fadeaway. It's off the mark. Ball tipped around. Bell comes down with it and scores. Bell right place at the right time. Ball ricocheted around like a pinball. He has 18. 58-55, Rock Creek. Dane Johnson put down his head, and Klingenberg tried to take the charge. He hits the deck, blocking foul on Klingenberg. Minute 36 to go. That was just the third team foul on Rock Creek. Only one team foul on Silver Lake. So Silver Lake can be aggressive defensively and put the onus on the officials. Silver Lake runs four across and out of bounds play. Dieter, the trigger man, to our left. Lobs it to Dane Johnson. Catches it at the elbow. Steps through. Euro step and scores! Cuts it to one. Johnson, a nifty move. He has 12. 58-57. Play it over to DeBita. Here's Bell. Rises and fires a three in the corner off the mark and rebounded by Jared Johnson. Outlet to Dane Johnson. Minute 16 to go. Rock Creek leading by one. Johnson starting to heat up. Dane with 12. Timeout. Shannon Krueger and Silver Lake. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages.
Of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Polton boys beat Riley County tonight in Big East play, 50-47. Here it's 58-57 in Rock Creek. A minute 11 to play in the fourth quarter. Silver Lake has two timeouts. Rock Creek three in their back pocket. Dane Johnson into Jared Johnson. Man-to-man defense by the Mustangs. Dane Johnson trying to post. He catches it, double teamed immediately. Fires it to Dieter. Open three, left of the key. Bounces off. That would have given Silver Lake the lead. Strong rebound by Martini. Fires it ahead. And a timeout called by Rock Creek. 58-57 Rock Creek with a lead. 57 seconds to play. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Seconds to play in regulation. Rock Creek boys 58, Silver Lake boys 57. Silver Lake girls defeated Rock Creek earlier tonight 50-49 on a Kaylin Haney three-pointer from about 30 feet at the buzzer. Hit nothing but net on a Rock Creek turnover with 4.7 to play. But we have another exciting finish, another buzzer beater. That would be quite the double dip for us broadcasters, studio engineers, and fans listening on 96.9 The Pulse. Burgess to trigger it in. Lobs all the way out in the backcourt. Grabbed there by Martini. Martini just 1 point tonight, averages 9 a game. He's fouled by Jared Johnson. Just a second team foul on Silver Lake. And that's Jared's third. If you're Silver Lake, you could be ultra-aggressive defensively here. You've got two more fouls to burn. And Rock Creek, technically, they can't run it out because there's a 35-second shot clock. 51 on the game clock. Difference of 16 seconds. Bringing it up, this is Martini. Joel Miller guarding him. Silver Lake, you want to play good defense, but see you force a turnover. Be a little bit aggressive. Cutting into the bucket is Gill. Gill leans in, pump fake, nowhere to go with it. Now out front, wide open, left of the key, three. Too strong, put up there by Martini. Rebound Bell. Burgess winds up a three. That's too strong. Rosano, the rebound for Silver Lake. Ripped away. The bucket by Martini, but they say a foul was on the floor. Rosano had it. Martini just ripped it out of his midsection. Foul was on the floor. Bucket doesn't count, which appeared to be the right call there. And the foul is on Rosano. That's his second. That's the third team foul. Foul was on the floor. So that was a great foul by Rosano. That saved a bucket. And now a full timeout called by Silver Lake. 26 seconds to go. It's 58-57 Rock Creek. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rock Creek Pep Band entertaining everybody during the timeout. Silver Lake head coach Shan Kruger has one full timeout remaining. Justin Smith, head coach of Rock Creek, has two full timeouts remaining. 26.3 on the clock. Rock Creek leading by one. Silver Lake still has one foul to burn before putting Rock Creek on the line. Looking for Bell. They got to hurry, and they get a timeout before a five-second count. Of course, KU against Houston didn't get that timeout granted. It was a five-second count and a turnover, which was costly against the Cougars this past Saturday. Sorry to bring that up, Jayhawk fans listening. So a timeout called by Rock Creek, a full timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. Once again, Tuesday, it's Roscoe St. Mary's on 96.9 The Pulse, and Wednesday, Silver Lake at Polk. Huge thank you to our sponsors. They include Bob Janitorial, Goldmeyer Homes, Silver Lake Animal Health Clinic, Stock Growers State Bank, Cindy Glenn Realtor, Coldwell Banker American Home, Performance Tire and Auto, Topeka, Clements Welding and Morrill, Nextech, Silver Lake Bank, and Integrity Insurance. To get a chance to see those sponsors, tell them thank you for sponsoring and making the games possible right here on 96.9 The Pulse. Make sure you check us out either online, codesatfm.com, download the free MSC radio app on your smartphones. You can listen not only to The Pulse, but any of our six radio stations. MJ running the controls back at the studio south of Hiawatha, and MJ and I have joked about it that whenever we do games, it's usually very, very, very close games that come down to the wire, and both these games tonight have been precisely that. 26.3 on the clock. Both teams have one timeout remaining. Rock Creek with the ball inbounding under their own bucket to my right in the white jersey. Silver Lake defending man-to-man in the burgundy. Saving his Burgess, he nearly stepped out of bounds. Actually, they do say that they stepped out of bounds. Turnover, Rock Creek. And so now Silver Lake has the ball with 24 seconds to play. Silver Lake just played a triple overtime game against Burlington. They've been in these tight games. Dane Johnson across the timeline. Into the forecourt to my left. He drives into the paint, spins, turns, shot, rejected out of bounds by Bell. I mean, he went into another stratosphere to block that one. 14.8 remaining and a timeout called by Silver Lake. Their final timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. We don't want to miss anything. We thank our sponsors. You've heard their ads throughout the night. We appreciate them very, very much, as we have alluded to. And this game has been pretty tight. Rock Creek led by four in the first quarter, 15-11. Gavin Rosa hit a three at the buzzer to close out the first quarter to take an 18-15 lead for the Mustangs. Silver Lake led by as many as six, 30-24, led 30-28 at halftime. Rock Creek then pushed their lead up to nine as Bell hit a three to start the fourth quarter, 50-41. But Silver Lake came right back, cut it to one, 50-49, and that's how we've been. We've been going back and forth between Rock Creek leading by three and leading by one, but Silver Lake has not been able to get over the hump, at least not yet. Silver Lake is out of timeouts. Rock Creek has one to work with. It is Bell, Martini, DeVita, Burgess, and Gill on the floor for the Mustangs in those home white jerseys with the black trim and numerals and lettering, and Rock Creek on the front. And the number in between those two words. And for Silver Lake is Dieter, Dane Johnson, Jared Johnson, Rosano, and Kaufman in the burgundy with the gold numerals lettering, Eagles on the front, and the gold trim on the shorts. Kaufman to throw it in, left of the bucket on the baseline. Underneath their own basket, Kaufman gets it in to Dane Johnson. Between the circles, here's Dieter. Silver Lake. Can they win again, just like the girls' game, late in the contest, if not the buzzer, as the pass was, the pass was kicked by Rock Creek, so it reset. 10.1 on the clock. Kaufman had triggered in, far sideline, in the front court. Eagles down one, 10 seconds to go. They get in the Dieter, and he is fouled immediately by Martini. They had a foul to burn, and now that foul has been used. Silver Lake still has a foul to burn. So the next foul on Rock Creek would put Silver Lake at the line and a chance to take the lead. Kaufman the trigger in and again, far side. Screen set by Dieter. Jared Johnson has it. You know they're looking for Dane Johnson. They try to get it into him. They do at the right elbow. Four on the clock. Three. Dane. Double team. Throws it away. Stolen by Bell. Bell then is fouled. And that's the ball game. They say the foul happened after the horn. Silver Lake. They try to get it into Dane Johnson. Johnson was doubled. Really didn't have anywhere to go with the ball. It was a great job by Rock Creek. Don't let Silver Lake's best player beat you. Dane was held to 12 tonight, averaging 25, and they did not let him get off a shot. And to Dane's credit, he didn't force up a bad shot. Trying to get it to a teammate, Bell read the pass, knocked it away, stole it, and that's your ball game. 58-57, no buzzer beater in the boys' contest, but both games decided by 1 point. Girls game, 50-49, Silver Lake. Boys game, Rock Creek wins, 58-57. Post-game show to come after this two-and-a-half-minute timeout. Back in 2.5 minutes on 96.9, The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarps, and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank Loyalty Card Program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting night of high school basketball this evening. On 96.9, The Pulse, the collective margin of victory in the two games tonight, 2 points. Can't get any closer than that. Girls game ends up being a one-point game, and the boys game ends up being a one-point game. Silver Lake girls win 50-49. Rock Creek boys get the split. They win 58-57. Let's recap the boys game here. Rock Creek jumped out to a 15-11 lead, 18-15 at the end of one on a buzzer-beater three by Gavin Rosa. It was 30-24 Silver Lake late in the second, 30-28 at halftime. Rock Creek then would outscore Silver Lake 19-11 third quarter, led 47-41 going into the fourth. Eli Bell hit a three-pointer, making a nine-point lead, biggest lead of the night for Rock Creek, 50-41. But Silver Lake would chip away, get within one many times, 50-49, 52-51, 54-53, 56-55, 58-57. But that's where it would stop. Silver Lake had the ball, eventually with 10 seconds remaining, down one, and they got it to Dane Johnson, but Rock Creek was not going to let him beat them. Doubled him. He had nowhere really to go with it. Couldn't really get off a shot. Great defense at Rock Creek. And Dane's pass picked off and stolen by Bell, who was really the star of the game for Rock Creek. He led the Mustangs with 18. Rock Creek now 9-1 overall. Their only loss to St. Mary's. Eli Bell with 18 points, a slam dunk, a couple of threes. 11 points for Porter Gill, including a three. Logan Klingenberg off the bench, sophomore, had 11 points and a three. 8 points for Coley Burgess, their leading scorer, playing with an ankle sprain. Scored all eight in about 45 seconds there in the third quarter. Two free throws, a couple of threes. Ethan Tunzer with 2 points. Peter Martini did a good job handling the ball, just had 1 point, a free throw tonight. 4 points for Brock Lubers off the bench. Unofficially, just 9 turnovers for Rock Creek. They're 5-9 from the line, had 7 threes. 2 by Bell, and then 1 for Rosa, 2 for Burgess, 1 for Gill, 1 for Klingenberg. As Rock Creek wins it, they'll be hosting Wamego on Friday, Tuesday at Council Grove. They're now 9-1, ranked 3rd in 4A. Silver Lake Falls is 7-3. And their last two losses have been number 1 team in 4A, number 3 team in 4A, so no shame in that. Silver Lake now 7-3 overall. They will be hosting Sabeth on Friday, Tuesday at Riley County, Wednesday at Holton on 96.9 The Pulse. They're led tonight, balance attack. Dane Johnson led the way with 12, but he had to work for all 12, averaging 25 coming in. Rock Creek did a good job on him. 11 points for Brody Dider, including a three. 10 points for Eamon Kaufman, including 2 triples. Jared Johnson, 8 points and a three. Joel Miller, 8 points off the bench and 2 threes. He gave him some really good minutes off the bench to Joel. And DeAndre Rosano, I thought, played very well tonight. He had 8 points, very active on the glass. Silver Lake made 6 threes. 1 by Dider, 2 by Miller, 2 by Kaufman, 1 by Jared Johnson. They're 9-14. Reliant had just 9 turnovers. This game started in a weird way. Silver Lake had 2 technical free throws for Jared Johnson, and then they got the ball side out, so there was no opening tip. There was a technical call to Rock Creek prior to the game beginning, and thus Silver Lake had an early 2-0 advantage, but they fall by 1, 58-57. Earlier tonight, the girls' game, it was sensational. Rock Creek led 9-0, 13-3. Silver Lake went on a 16-2 run, made it 19-15. Rock Creek then went on a 9-0 spurt, led 24-19. Rock Creek settled for a 2-point lead at the break, 26-24, led the whole third quarter, led 42-39 going into the fourth. We were tied at 46. Eventually, it was 49-47. Rock Creek had the ball with 4.7 on the clock. They had to inbound it underneath the Silver Lake bucket. Their pass went off the hand of a player. It bounced freely to the far sideline, and Kaylin Haney was the first one to get to it. She turned, she squared up, set her feet, and drilled about a 30-foot three, nothing but net. Didn't even touch the rim, pure as silk. Rips the cords for the game-winning buzzer beater three-pointer. Haney finished with 16 points and 3 threes, none bigger than that final one. And Karis Dider had 9. Ella Bolin had 9. 7 for Taylor Zortle as the Silver Lake girls win 50-49. Rock Creek falls 8-2, 5-game winning streak snapped. Kylie Frazee at 12. Lucy Martini had 11. Riley Friesen, Roy Pitzer off the bench had 8. Silver Lake girls now 9-1. They won 7 in a row. Big thank you to MJ back at the studios in Hiawatha. Big thanks to our sponsors, Bob's Janitorial, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, Doltmeyer Homes, Stock Grower State Bank, Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Banker American Home, Performance Tire in Ottawa and Topeka, Clements Welding and Moral, Integrity Insurance, Nextech, and Silver Lake Bank. Thank them if you have a chance. Without them, these games not possible on 96.9 The Pulse. Our next broadcast coming up a week from today, there'll be another great doubleheader, Roswell at St. Mary's from St. Mary's, and then Silver Lake and Holt makeup games next Wednesday. Both of those nights of games, doubleheaders in the Big East League right here on 96.9 The Pulse. We'll have Seaman Viking basketball coming up on February the 11th. Once again, your final scores for the final times. 2 outstanding games and both decided by 1 point. The margin doesn't get any closer than that. Silver Lake girls win on a buzzer beater three by Kaylin Haney to win 50-49. And the Rock Creek boys get a defensive stop in the final seconds and they win 58-57. We appreciate you tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Thanks for tuning in to High School Basketball, our games of the week on 96.9 The Pulse. Good night, everyone.